You got a team, here's a word of the wise. You want to dominate your league? Go to Football Guys.
Football, I'm living in a fantasy. Football, got everybody mad at me. Football, because every game I had to win. Football, I got to be a champion.
The second week of the fantasy playoffs is here, and we are here for you, the Audible, Cecil Lammy, Sigmund Bloom, Jacksonville, and the Jets. This could be a really good one, and it's on both sides, Bloom. But let's start with the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence doing his thing. So now you're more excited for your Joneses, your Zay Jones, your Marvin Jones Jr. You already should have been excited about Zay Jones. Travis Etienne and what he can do against this tough Jets defense. It's going to be a challenge on the road for Jacksonville. How do they rise to the occasion?
Before that, real quick, tomorrow, part two, we're going to get to Raiders Steelers. I still have to mention the passing of Franco Harris. We'll get there tomorrow. I got some things to say. Got some things to say about this game. All of a sudden, we wake up in a world where the Jags control their destiny. They went out to go to the playoffs. That's awesome. This is awesome. What a great game. Now, this game could also be played in a downpour. This could be a miserable game. Weather is going to be important this weekend. Or maybe not. Maybe we're going to think weather's important and then other things happen. But certainly, you have to at least consider it. You should not feel free to ignore it. Now, Trevor Lawrence in this short passing game, it's hot right now. Maybe the rain doesn't affect it as much because it's a short passing game, a timing-based passing game. Maybe the Jets defense and the strengths of the Jets defense, again, we'll see if Quinnen Williams plays, et cetera. Maybe, again, the Dallas pass rush didn't exactly affect that passing game last week because it's a quick passing game. It's a precise passing game. And see, this is another moment to say, like, you know, the offenses that we see now are different than what we saw in September, right? So Trevor Lawrence is at least in consideration, although it won't be surprising if this is just a miserable offensive game. So Travis Etienne, if you have any doubts about him, you play him. Evan Engram operates in that short range passing game, and it won't be surprising if he leads the team in targets. I think Engram and Zay Jones are your safer plays. It's not like Christian Kirk is a big downfield target either, though. But I would probably say Engram's almost automatically in. Zay Jones, so hot right now, it's hard to put him on the bench. Kirk is just a notch behind Zay because we've seen earlier this year, has big games in him. So I think, again, the larger story here is how great it is that Jacksonville has positioned themselves to do this right now. And the Jets team, see, we've seen all these arcs of these surprise teams at different points where they peaked in terms of, can this team really go to the playoffs? And some of them are starting to fade, right? Washington, Seattle, the Jets, maybe. This is going to be a game, again, a fork in the road to see which one of these teams can have their inspiring playoff push continue. But for the Jets, it's going to hinge on Zach Wilson.
Yeah, for now. But it might be too late when Mike White comes back next week, if he comes back, because it hinges on the play of one Zach Wilson. But it's a game of will. And the will of Robert Saleh is strong. It is very strong. So at home, weather might be a factor. What's the injury situation with Zonovan Knight? Like, okay, we've got some things to discuss with the Jets. And, well, can Wilson be more consistent? Because he loved the deep passing, but everything else was, like, way off the mark with the kid last week.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the layups, right? It's the off-target passes. And you just wonder, again, this is a player, I think, Cease, that needs a career reboot in another city and another team, different teammates, different coach, and maybe you just put this stuff behind you. Because while you can see some of the raw talent he has in the deep passing game, and you know he is athletic in so much that it serves his escapability in the pocket, but you have to build that foundation, ask Josh Allen. You have to build that foundation of all the layups first. So maybe Jacksonville defense between the weather and Zach Wilson, maybe Jacksonville defense this week. Is Zonovan Knight going to play? Probably. He's got that ankle. I don't feel great about this. You certainly would think that you want to take the ball out of Zach Wilson's hands, and you would think that in these conditions, you got your rain tires, Zonovan Knight. Yeah, I mean, a running back nicknamed Bam is probably going to be pretty good in muddy conditions. Is he a mutter? But I think we could see some Carter. We could see some Johnson, maybe even James Robinson. He's a mutter, active. And this just has the feel of like a 9-6 kind of game, right? Or a 10-7 kind of game. Garrett Wilson's hard to bench, right? People already ask me about Garrett Wilson. Cease, Well, you got number one, Zach Wilson, who's tough to trust. And number two, the potential of these conditions making it hard to throw downfield. So I don't have a good answer for you folks. If Garrett Wilson has 2 for 17 in this game, it won't be a surprise. But if somehow 4 for 100 and a touchdown also will not be a surprise. But I think that's the range you're looking at. Even Elijah Moore, Corey Davis should be back from his concussion. But now you have Denzel Mims, who had a concussion. Jeff Smith has a knee after he was pretty good in relief of Mims last week. So Elijah Moore, similar outlook to Garrett Wilson. And then to the tight end, you know, there's a potential for a tight end to hit here.
Yes, somebody.
Good luck. But this is an entertaining game. Two great stories. Maybe not a great game to get your week 16 fantasy scores kicked off on a good note, though.
Yeah. And well, you got to look at it. It's a week to week league. You're feeling good about making it to this point. Well, continue to be strong and be focused. Bills and Bears up next. And I feel like we'll be the weathermen. Like, are we going to talk about this the entire show?
The Windy City.
Every game. Okay, Buffalo and the Bears and the Buffalo side with Josh Allen. We already know the start. James Cook is in the conversation now. Devin Singletary, they're kind of mini snowplow. He's mm-hmm. like your neighbor that has the four-wheeler with the blade that's mm-hmm. too heavy. I had a buddy of mine that actually bought the patent for buckets for lawn tractors.
Oh.
So he put it on like a little John Deere lawn tractor and it just tipped over.
Right.
Because the
right.
bucket was too heavy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, now you got to put weights on your lawn track. Now your lawn tractor can't move because it's weighted down because it's too heavy. So yeah, okay. Devin Singletary is the bucket on the lawn tractor, but whatever. They're gonna try it with him. And let's talk about the Bills first.
Yeah, this is a game wins forecast to be sustained somewhere between 20 and 30 hasn't changed. Been watching it every day. We're going to watch it going up to Saturday, but you have to think that this is going to be a game that is very prohibitive for the downfield passing game. Now, Stephon Diggs, kind of like Garrett Wilson, although Diggs has a much longer track record and has a better quarterback, it's really tough to not put the check mark by Stephon Diggs' name. And Dawson Knox has been playing well, and especially because Knox operates in the middle of the field. And the other thing is, boy, if there's ever a cold weather quarterback, see, says Josh Allen, the prototypical cold weather quarterback, could you engineer a better cold weather quarterback than Josh Allen? I don't think so.
Right.
Because it's not just his raw arm strength. It's his willingness to trust it. And he played in Wyoming. Cease, does it get windy and cold in Wyoming?
A lot.
Is it ever not windy and cold in Wyoming?
I went growing up on the state line, and our house was 20 yards inside of Wyoming. Our mailbox was 3 miles south in Colorado. But anyway, the state line was 20 yards from my front door. Growing up, I noticed when it wasn't windy.
Right, exactly.
It was like weird. When you'd go outside, right. You're like, wait a second. So yeah, windy and cold all the time.
So he thinks he can throw a ball through that wind, right? And he's going to try. But I think that's going to be more to Diggs and Knox, not Gabriel Davis. But it should hinge on the running game. And Josh Allen, don't even think about benching Josh Allen, honestly. Unless it's like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. You're not benching Josh Allen, okay? Because the other thing, Cease, when you start to look at this matchup, doesn't this feel like a college football game in the sense that it's just going to come down to the quarterbacks? What can the quarterbacks do in these conditions? And that's really going to determine this game. It's actually going to be, forget about the records, okay? This is Josh Allen versus Justin Fields, which is great for fantasy in terms of a path to overcome these conditions, because I would think that both these guys are going to be runners. But we project this game, and we'll get to New Orleans and Cleveland. You have to project these games with 35 or 40 rushing attempts. Now, 15 might be from the quarterback or more even. But that does give you a window for Devin Singletary, James Cook, who was okay. These guys are what the heck flexes, who could hit because of the ability for these offenses to pass being greatly limited. And it could come down to, that's like old Nebraska versus Oklahoma. Remember when that was like the biggest game of the year, Cease? Mm-hmm. And it was just who could run the ball better, who could assert their will with the run. And then every now and then, switch it up on you with a play action pass or do something to catch the defense unawares. So it's going to be a pretty entertaining game from that aspect. And the other thing for Buffalo is, remember, no margin of error. They have the number one seed. Speaking of weather, home field advantage and things like that, they have the number one seed right now, but they can't slip up. Kansas City has a pretty easy schedule from here on out. Buffalo doesn't. And this game is a lot tougher for them than we thought if we would have looked at it, say, 2 months ago.
I'm not picking an upset, but hey, Chiefs fans, stop robbing banks. And also, probably going to be rooting for the Bears this week because the Bears could do it. Because if it comes down to the running game, and I'm just going to use air quotes, Bloom, and say it's everybody. It's the backs and the quarterback.
Yeah.
The Bears are better.
Yes.
The Bears are better because Devin Singletary, because Khalil Herbert is back. I love Devin Singletary, but they don't love him enough and whatever. Like, you've got David Montgomery. You have Khalil Herbert. You have Justin Fields. That's better than what Buffalo can bring to the field in this sort of element. And now Herbert goes immediately into flex play. Montgomery's, you know, running back two flex play. Fields and what he can do as a QB1. Like, yeah, if we're going to break it down like that, I'm not a gambling man, Bloom, although I have been known to throw around some ducats. You know, Chicago. Chicago could shock the world.
Yeah, thank you for keeping ducats in circulation. Was it the name, like Confederate money? I think is what they called it, ducats, right?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Is it from a movie? Where do I get that from? I don't know. From somewhere. Not from the Confederacy.
My late great friend, Jeff Wilson, used the term ducats.
Okay. Very good.
I have to look it up. Certain European countries, various gold coins used in Europe in the Middle Ages. So there you go.
Thank you.
Further back, not the Confederacy. Although if you need to know when you want to buy some Confederate money, I can show you where to buy some in New Orleans. You know, there's stories down here, Cease, when they would do excavation for new buildings, that they would find Confederate gold because when the Union was coming, they buried it and it was never to be found. There's stories about them digging up parts of New Orleans for new buildings in the middle of the day, and people, like when the gold gets hit, everybody on the streets, like people in their business suits and stuff, just streaming into the construction site, just swarming to get the Confederate booty. Anyway, Justin Fields has been he's been
amazing. What are you, Flint Flossy? give
me that booty.
Booty. There's a
booty, Big booty, Frida. Booty rocking everywhere.
Exactly. There's a Big Frida song, Booty the Reindeer. She was in the Christmas parade. Is she or they? I'm not sure. Anyway, Justin Fields going for that rushing record. 200-ish yards away. You love that for fantasy football. And yeah, David Montgomery running back to Khalil Herbert, a what the heck flex, the running games, maybe Cole Kmet, maybe, because again, short range, middle of the field, in so much as the passing game is going to work, that's how it's going to work. But again, this is another moment that I like to say, hey, Bears fans, it's exciting to go to Bears games now. It's exciting to think about being a Bears fan because of Justin Fields, because of this new regime. Maybe you can pull off the upset.
Maybe you can pull off the upset. Maybe the Saints and the Browns. Here we go again, Bloom. Let's rinse, repeat. Weather. Okay, Saints side. Less Rashid Shaheed. That makes me sad, Bloom.
Yeah.
If weather is a factor. So here we go. Talking about Alvin Kamara and littering end, or is it just going to be all Kamara for the Saints rushing attack?
Right. All Taysom Hill. I think we talking about this. Good. Ian Hart is on the couch with me yesterday. We were talking about this. And again, this is the one, like the Chicago game, where the forecast hasn't really wavered. You're going to have the sustained winds that are very prohibitive for the passing game. So it's Taysom Hill and it's Alvin Kamara. I think Taysom Hill, Cease, just for a second, because you played football in this kind of weather.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be like to try to tackle Taysom Hill?
It's awful. Everything stings. Everything hurts. Now, if you can make yourself numb to that by being just a meathead, like, then it's fun. Sorry, you were drinking.
I was drinking like coffee.
I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. Don't want to scare your cats. But, like, yeah, if you can shut it off, and it's fun. But if you're absorbing that, it already hurts to tackle someone. And now it, like, amplifies it by 10.
Yeah, and he and Taysom Hill, it is fun for him. It's definitely fun for him.
Yes.
So if you don't have one of the go-to, and even if someone said this week, like Taysom Hill or Pat Freiermuth, or maybe even Taysom Hill or Mark Andrews, maybe I'm overthinking it, but would it be shocking at all if Taysom Hill ran for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, and maybe even only on like 9 carries in this game because of his style and speed? And how difficult it's going to be to corral him. And you have to think the Saints are going to understand that this is a setting ready made for Taysom Hill. Like, it was his destiny to be there for this game. It's funny, we'll talk about Deshaun Watson, his destiny, but anyway, the Saints are still alive, so you win this game, stay mathematically alive. Stranger things have happened.
Yes. Stranger things are afoot at the Circle K. And, well, it's time for the Brown side, which is just lots of Nick Chubb. So, again, Bloom, it's kind of simple.
Right.
When we look Nick at Chubb. This, Nick Chubb and Nick Chubb and Nick Chubb.
Right. Makes you think of Chris Berman and, you know, just
Mike Allstott stuff.
Right. It's Nick Chubb. And Nick Chubb, another one who is ready-made, tailored, designed for these kind of conditions. But for Deshaun Watson, remember, he had a miserable game as a member of the Texans in these kind of conditions, a 10-7 game, I want to say. And again, Mary Kay Cabot cited that as one of the reasons where he did not want to go to the Browns back in the first round, I think it was in February. So I don't know, poor Deshaun Watson. It's not going to be there for the passing game. Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones. And again, David Njoku, maybe if there's someone you want to go with the passing game here, middle of the field, passes that don't have to travel as far in the air. So maybe David Njoku. But again, if you told me I'm going to start Taysom Hill over David Njoku, am I crazy? No, you're not crazy. You're crazy if you try to tackle Nick Chubb or Taysom Hill in this weather.
That's right. And the naughty list coming to Sorry Joe Plus, as Jimmy says in the chat room. Texans and Titans is the next game that we're going to talk about. And do we have to talk about the Texans? Do we?
Right, I
suppose we do. It's week 16. You look at everything, Bloom. It's the second week of the fantasy playoffs. So there might be some Texans you're considering.
Yeah, Chris Moore, I guess. The weather forecast for Nashville is cold, but not going to be as windy as forecast earlier in the week. So it might be something there for the passing game, and if there is, it'd be Chris Moore, assuming Nico Collins and Brandon Cooks don't play again. But Texans playing spoiler here, and we know in the AFC South that no matter what the records are, no matter where the teams are on their trajectory, these games can be unpredictable. But it's not that difficult to see the Texans as a spoiler here because, well, they just took the Chiefs to overtime and they just took the Cowboys to the brink. So strangely enough, it's a kind of run that makes you question how well can we actually predict. Are the results actually based on the things we think they're based on? Because you look at this roster, there's no way the Texans should be able to compete with the Cowboys and Chiefs. And here we are. But you look at the Titans and you look at how they've been playing and you look at Ryan Tannehill's injury, and it would also almost be more surprising if this wasn't a close back and forth game. And now the Titans are playing for their lives.
Yes, with a banged up Ryan Tannehill and with a Derrick Henry, I'm not saying he's grinding down, but like, okay, it's the end of the year Derrick Henry after they've used him up. So, well, that's what they'll do again, Bloom. And you feel bad about the weapons in Tennessee that have been banged up. And, well, Tannehill's not himself, although he did tough it out. He's going to play because nobody wants to play Malik Willis.
Yeah. Who did they just sign? I can't remember now. The Titans just signed someone to the practice squad is a sign that Josh Dobbs.
Yes.
Right. So they're making preparations. And Tannehill, I don't know if it's the same ankle injury, but he had that ankle injury that he came back on. Probably wasn't 100% when he came back. Maybe Treylon Burks will be back.
The players believe Malik Willis is likely to start, by the way. That's the latest on our newswire. Yeah. Just this morning, we're recording Wednesday morning. Right. But at 10:36 a.m., which is like now, it was reported that Tannehill's in serious doubt.
Yeah, so you can't start Treylon Burks. Even our man Chigi Okonkwo. And see, so I got to just put on you that you were the first person in the fantasy sphere saying anything.
Shrine game. He stood out. He's a stud. Absolute stud. Love Chigi Okonkwo.
Yeah, but you can't play him. It's Derrick Henry. And they've been losing games lately, but not because of Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry has been outstanding. So he could be a ticket through even if they lose this game. But lots of intrigue here. We'll already know what the Jags have done by the time this game gets played. But and remember, Tennessee has Dallas next week. Well, that's a whole other question about Dallas having anything to play for, but a lot of drama here. And the Texans, you know, again, they're having their cake and eating it. They're building pride. They're building some cohesiveness in the team and ethos with these close games, but preserving that number one pick.
And they still get the best quarterback.
Yeah.
Next year. It's Bryce Young. Anyway, early swipe on the Stroud stuff. And Anthony Richardson, listen to Matt Waldman about Anthony Richardson. It's not going to go early. Maybe not. He's toolsy, but interesting there. Anyway, can you tell him in draft mode?
Yeah.
Because the Broncos suck.
Seattle, but they don't have a first-round pick, Cease.
They do. They have San Francisco's. But
oh, that's right.
They're not going to be looking at a quarterback because you don't want to offend Russell Wilson. You're starting this week. You're starting this week. I told you. I love you. Tell Sierra hi. Seattle and Kansas City is up next. And as you mentioned, like Seattle side, like it was rolling. Now it's not. Now without Tyler Lockett, how are they going to keep rolling? They're going to have to against the Chiefs. So is now the time to look at your Seahawks with confidence because of the game script? Like, Kansas City should be able to roll out on these guys.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes, watch Tariq Woolen. Number one vote getter at his position, by the way.
Yeah. Just saying. They're not even throwing at Woolen anymore.
Hey, Montrell Washington, everybody.
Right, right. Isaiah Pacheco in this game. First, I want to take a moment out, Cease, because again, news about Franco Harris this morning. Send you. We're always nostalgic. I love nostalgia. I'm a big fan of nostalgia. Do you remember that this was a pretty bitter rivalry, a division rivalry, twice a year? Chiefs, yep. Seahawks. You know, this Jim Zorn against
Steve Largent.
Right. And I was trying to think of the Chiefs, Todd Blackledge.
Is there a Tommy Kramer in there? No.
Right. Elvis Gerbach. Joe Montana.
Before Elvis.
For a few years. Oh, you know, yeah. It was Steve Fuller, you know, before he was with the backup quarterback for the great 85 Bears. Anyway, this used to be a big time rivalry. You know, in the late game slot, you'd see some Seahawks and Chiefs games. It's going to be Geno to Metcalf a lot in this game, with Tyler Lockett very likely sitting with a broken bone in his hand. And maybe Noah Fant. Kenneth Walker missed practice on Tuesday. It's Pete Carroll, so we have no idea what's going on.
Right.
It's going to be tough answering Kenneth Walker's start sit questions this week, because I don't think he's healthy. He wasn't that productive last week. This game could easily get out of a game script where Walker can even be an important part of the game. Again, just like last week. Now, San Francisco's defense, a little bit tougher than Kansas City's, and Kansas City has allowed Denver and Houston to hang around the last 2 weeks. So you don't necessarily forecast that, but there are a lot of ways that you might be regretting playing Kenneth Walker. Let's watch the practice reports. Let's see. Hopefully he can get in at least a couple of limited practices to make you feel better and be questionable at best. I don't think we're going to see him not be absent from the injury report this week. Remember, Seattle plays the Jets next week, so that's kind of an elimination game. Slip sliding away the playoff hopes, even though this season has been a good success, and we still hope that Geno gets paid in the offseason.
Yes, and we're hoping Kansas City can continue to roll, because we want to see Kansas City and Cincinnati again. Forget Buffalo. Like, I love Buffalo. My best friend's a Bills fan. Like, okay, but Kansas City and Cincinnati. Whew.
Yeah.
Give me that in the playoffs again. Popcorn and a bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, Chiefs. Stardom.
Yeah. It's Seattle.
Yeah, it's Seattle.
It's going to be simple. And it's fun, Cease. It's fun to think about this. You want to talk about the dawning of a new golden age in the AFC. Like, if we just get some combination in the divisional round of Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, Tua, Lamar, like just mix them up. I don't care.
Oh, by the way, are you ready for some tea, Bloom?
Always. I freshly brewed.
You might see a Russell Wilson-like deal this offseason for Lamar Jackson to the NFC South, likely to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Well, so, they have the desperation. And again, with Lamar Jackson, we're not doing Baltimore Atlanta right now.
Might be the Falcons too. So I just keep an ear on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly it makes you wonder if there was going to be a deal, why hasn't it happened yet? But Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, they got way out ahead of a new deal. Isn't it every time when you do the deal early, it looks good very quickly, and it looks very good for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs fans. And again, they have to keep winning to keep pressure on the Bills for that number one seed. Mahomes in, Kelsey in, Juju Smith-Schuster in. Kelsey could be like number one overall pick next year in fantasy drafts. I mean, that's the kind of season he's had. And I think you play McKinnon and Pacheco. They're both strong running back two plays this week. Depending on the game script, if it's close, more McKinnon than Pacheco. If Kansas City can get ahead, more Pacheco in the second half. And we'll see. Lots of intrigue. But again, I just like thinking about, see, why are we pausing and a bit awestruck? It's thinking about the AFC playoffs, thinking about these young quarterbacks and what kind of games. And Trevor Lawrence may even factor in there, right? How fun would that be if the seventh quarterback is Trevor Lawrence? Allen, Tua, Trevor, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert. It's a quarterback-driven league, baby.
It is a beautiful thing, that's for sure. And then you have Giants and Vikings. I mean, I guess you got Kirk Cousins, right?
Yeah.
Who's got the Kirk Cousins avatar in the chat room? I saw it earlier.
Right.
Show yourself with all the chains. But either way, let's talk about the Giants side. And they're just kind of playing it out. You know, Dable doing, honestly, something. He, like, made it a thing, and then he's, like, moving away from it. Like, so I still believe in Brian Dable, but I'm like, okay, we know the changes that need to be made. And there's multiple with this Giants team. So are they thinking 1-2-3 Cancun? Or are they thinking, let's go play spoiler for the darling Vikings?
Yeah, and they're going to the playoffs. I mean, there's not that many scenarios where this Giants team misses the playoffs now that they beat the Commanders. I mean, what Brian Dable has done has been kind of a magic trick, because this roster is not that much better than teams that have been out of the playoffs for a couple of weeks, right? Yeah. Yep. Then they just continue to find a way. So I see something in, like, those fighting games like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, I'm dating myself, where you have the big attack, you know, that takes a bunch of the bar away. The Giants don't have that on either side of the ball. Well, their pass rush is coming on, but certainly on offense.
The other guy that just mashes the buttons and beats
you. Yeah, exactly. You know, but they somehow find a way to do it. Last week, not a lot on the offense because of how good the defense was. Daniel Jones is still a good streamer because of the possibility of a high-scoring game. Remember, this is an indoor game in Minnesota, so all those things mean Daniel Jones. Someone said Trevor Lawrence or Daniel Jones right now. I'd probably say, you know, let's wait and see what the weather's like in East Rutherford, but I'm probably going to say Daniel Jones. Barkley's getting stronger. Barkley like himself last week. So all you really need is Daniel Jones come up with some plays on third down, and Saquon Barkley do your thing in the running game, and then the defense play like you did last week. And the Giants can absolutely win this game. Now, if the defense doesn't slow down that Minnesota passing game that came alive in the second half and overtime last week, then you're looking at a path for Daniel Jones to have an even bigger game. And Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins, maybe Richie James, maybe even Daniel Bellinger, Aztecs baby. These guys can hit as that what the heck flex play if you're forecasting a high scoring game here. Giants have Indianapolis and then Philadelphia, who probably won't have anything left to play for in week 18. So a massive success for the Giants. And, you know, I've been mentioning Bears, Lions, Jags, Jets, all these franchises that have new hope, not mentioning the Browns. Giants are another one, even though we'll see what they do with the Daniel Jones decision. We'll see what they do with the Saquon Barkley decision. They're building a winning culture. They have a lot of players on defense. They, I think, got that pick of Thibodeau. You see what he can do to a game. They got that pick right. Evan Neal's been a little banged up, but there's a lot of hope for this team for the future. And like you said, maybe they're thinking about the present and saying, hey, we're not going to be an easy out.
Right. We're not going to do that. The less I talk about Deshaun Watson, the better.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Kirk Cousins, though. And this is where we go into the KJ Osborne thing. Right. As we had someone in the comment section on the recaps, like, you didn't do Saturday games. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's a time thing. But, like, let's talk about Osborne now. And in previewing this, you pick up Osborne off the waiver wires. If he was out there, like, what can you expect? It's not going to exactly be the same. But is there now more flourishing from the targets not named Justin Jefferson? And along with Justin Jefferson, because he's going to flourish. And right. I hope he gets 2,000, dude. Oh. I hope he does. I wanted Calvin Johnson to do it years ago, and he fell short. It's 125 yards a game over the next few games for Justin Jefferson to be the first 2,000-yard receiver in NFL history, and I want it so very bad for that young man.
Yeah, somehow he just gets better, right? In my notes, the season I have is Justin Jefferson superstar, like Jesus Christ superstar. I think one of the wasn't one of the members of Deep Purple, and that's a great album. I listened to that album a lot as a kid from my parents' record collection. Anyway, Justin Jefferson superstar. Giants D was great last week, but Dalvin Cook is coming on. You mentioned KJ Osborne. He's an ultimate momentum play. You just don't question it. It's kind of like Jerick McKinnon 2 weeks ago, last week. You see what he did. Why question it? So I think he automatically qualifies as what the heck flex here. And Adam Thielen, maybe a little bit safer play than Osborne, but doesn't have that big play upside. So you have, and TJ Hawkinson, of course. So all the pieces are there. And the other thing that you have to like about this is the Vikings, if they can win out, will get the number two seed, which is kind of important. It gives you some possibility of hosting the NFC Championship game. So these are all things that mean there's a lot on the line for them, maybe more so than the Giants in terms of playoff positioning, because you can see the Giants are going to be the number six or seven seed. We might see this game actually, Cease, we might see this in the first week of the playoffs. So in that sense, pay close attention, because a few weeks down the line, a lot more will be on the line if these two teams meet again.
And you mentioned Aztecs Bloom. I hate to bring the show down when
Ronnie Hillman.
Frankie,
hearts, the prayers, man. I mean,
31 years old, liver cancer, he's in hospice.
Yeah.
Ronnie Hillman.
Yeah.
The leading touchdown scorer on Super
nothing's
Bowl 50
promised.
Team.
Yeah. Like, nothing's promised to us.
The dude I loved coming out of college, we had a secret handshake, you know, and it's like 31.
Yeah.
31 and liver cancer. Oh, man. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about Franco Harris tomorrow when we preview Raiders and Steelers. But as we continue on, Bloom, here is Joe Burrow and Mac Jones. Right?
Mac Jones. It's kind of like Matt Damon. Max
yeah,
Jones.
Exactly. He's so lonely. Mac Jones. It should be Bailey Zappi. But anyway, and I don't even think Zappi can play. Mm-hmm. But I know for God blessed sure. Did we break the cussing seal? I know for God blankety blank sure that Mac Jones isn't good. I know Joe Burrow's good. He's excellent, by the way. So now we look to this Patriots game. And again, we'll talk about weather, Bloom, NFLweather.com.
Right, right.
Could that lead to more Mixon and Pirine? Yeah. Maybe a little less of Joey B.
Yeah. And you still got to play Burrow. And this is like 10 to 15 mile an hour winds, so not necessarily prohibitive. And while we don't think of Joe Burrow as an arm strength quarterback, you do know that he understands limitations. He understands what he can do. And I won't get too cute with benching Joe Burrow. Okay. Now, will the Patriots successfully take away Ja'Marr Chase the way they took away Davante Adams last week? Because remember, they take away Davante Adams, Waller scores, Holland scores, Keelan Cole scores, right? Is that the kind of model we're looking at here? When you're looking at T. Higgins, who's still on the injury report with hamstring, so let's watch that. Tyler Boyd played with that finger issue, scored a touchdown last week. We'll see if Hayden Hurst is back. Remember, even Mitchell Wilcox got into the mix against the Bucs last week. And then, like you said, does it make sense to have a more balanced offense with the power of Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon, and maybe a closer to even split than what we saw earlier this year? So there's a lot of things for the Patriots to think about, and Higgins and Boyd a little more of a threat than Hollins and Cole. So how do they attack this? You're not benching Ja'Marr Chase. Of course, by the way, Carlton Davis did a great job on Ja'Marr Chase last week. We'll see what one of the Joneses doing at the job on him. Cincinnati, and this is a great story because of this amazing gauntlet they've had in the second half of the season. They're just running right through it, but still nothing is promised to this team. They haven't clinched a playoff berth. They haven't clinched the division. They still have Buffalo and Baltimore left after this game, and New England at home. Absolutely. I mean, they're basically a spoiler, but if it's windy and it's a great equalizer and it makes the New England offense less important, this could still be an interesting game. New England is playing for their lives.
Right.
And again, we're trying to figure out why they haven't figured out that they're playing the second best quarterback on the team.
New England wishes they had Daniel Jones. So.
Sure.
Okay. Ramondre left, Ramondre right. Student body left, student body right.
Right.
There's your answer.
Yeah. And you're not playing in the passing game. And Mac
Belichick will take somebody away, and it's like, okay, well, try to take them all away by just running the clock down with your ground game.
Right, I think so. And and other thing we got to mention here, speaking of 6 degrees of the immaculate reception, right? And they still haven't come up with a name yet. I want to know what the name of that play is going to be, because it needs a name. Maybe
people were answering us on Twitter about
Okay, I actually
checked Twitter, so. You keep talking and I will check Twitter again.
Yeah. So, how do you emotionally, and I guess this is the right organization to just shrug it off, you know, just do your job. What do you do to follow up that kind of letdown? Do your job. Ramondre Stevenson is, that's it. And will we see Bailey Zappi? And the other thing I want to mention, Cease, because we have to revisit sometimes, and I'll do this. I do a What We Learn thing. It comes out after the Super Bowl, where I cover all these different types of topics about what we learned this year. You remember in August we were mocking the Patriots offense, right? Mm-hmm. Joe Judge and Matt Patricia running an offense, and you don't even name them offensive coordinators or co or one of them because you want to help them get paid more money. What kind of underhanded stuff is that? And it's been as bad as we thought. You know, it's been that bad.
Yes.
It's actually been that bad. And it's bad enough, Cease, that when you say Mac Jones need to be benched, some of the Patriots homers will come out of the woodwork to say, no, it's the offensive coordinators. You know, but at the same time, Bailey Zappi was okay in this offense. And they'll say, well, it was the competition. It was Detroit and Cleveland, things like that. Okay, but it still is a performance-based league. And Mac Jones and this offense is not doing it. So this team has got to go back to the drawing board. I know you don't give up on a first round. Well, actually, I think that we've seen enough. And you can say, go give him some good offensive coordinator. Well, it's Bill Belichick. Who's Bill Belichick? Is Bill Belichick going to bring in some revolutionary offensive mind? And no. Okay. So this is basically what you're looking at here. And then this is it for New England. They lose this game. You can probably close the book on playoff hopes this year.
That's right. By the way, it was on Twitter. Proper shout out to at the chosen Lun. That's Andy Lun. And he says it should be called Myers Remorse. I'll take it.
That's good.
Okay. That's right. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, we got to talk about the Lions, buddy.
Ah, finally.
Yeah, you're like, whew, we finally got here. It's Lions and it's Panthers. One of those sides is exciting. Well, I guess the Panthers are exciting if they get Lamar Jackson this offseason. But either way, like, it's no Lamar Jackson there for now. So Lions versus Panthers. Bloom, let's talk about your glorious Lions and everything that can be there. And is Jameis Williams going to be a thing? Finally. Jared Goff. I'm getting a lot of Goff questions this week for good reason.
Yeah.
For good reason. So let's break this thing down.
And not a weather game. So that's a plus.
Right.
And Carolina defense, I don't want to sell them too short. You know, they have got some good players in the secondary. They've got good players up front. Brian Burns, Derek Brown. So it's not necessarily a pushover matchup. But I think earlier we had in the chat room Goff or Lawrence, right? I think it's Goff. I mean, again, because break ties with the weather. Like the structure of this offense has been excellent. Goff has been solid. I think you're looking at Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift as flex plays. Swift with the big play upside, but low volume. Williams automatic gets his number called inside the 5, inside the 10. Remember last week, I think it was about a 9-yard touchdown run wipe off the board by penalty. Got 2 runs at the 1 or 2 goal to go runs. So he easily could have had 2 touchdowns last week. And we'd say another success because this offense is a success, right? So I think that Jamal Williams, DeAndre Swift, you still have to stop and consider them. Can we take a moment to bask, because it's the winter solstice, in the rays of the sun god? The sun. Beautiful. The sun will rise again. The sun rises every week. The sun rises every week in your lives. Remember when people were debating it was a fluke? There was no talent around him. Of course, they threw him the ball ton. Never going to reproduce that. The sun god, baby. Don't doubt the sun god. You know, the first year I was here, Cease, in Rex, the final parade of Mardi Gras, each float was about the sun god in different religions and spiritual traditions. And the throw was a bead that was like a depiction of that specific incarnation of the sun god.
Careful with your throwing motion there, Bloom.
I don't have good mechanics. So there's no clear number 2 here.
What happened to Bloom? Elbow injury. He was mimicking throwing the audible.
I'm questionable doing my fake throwing of beads. You take the bead in this. That'll put you on the injury list. You take a bead in the face while you're trying to drink out of your flask.
Sorry, Joe Plus.
Yeah, right? It's coming soon. Beads to the face. So look. No number 2 here that's clear that we can play. Jameson Williams, Khalif Raymond, DJ Chark. But when you think about the fact that those guys can be on the field, 2 of those 3 in a 3-wide set, you're excited. You're excited about what this offense can do. It's another reason to like Jared Goff. And again, this team, they can win out. They got Green Bay and Chicago after this. They can go to the playoffs. And if this is a team, Cease, again, they go on the road in week 1 of the playoffs to play a Minnesota, to play San Francisco, that's a little tougher draw there. But you get the point. This is not a team anybody wants to tangle with right now, but the Panthers have to do it this week.
The Panthers have to do it. And the Panthers are going to still do it with Sam Darnold. Like, I always I love when it's the, like, he's still our starter.
You have to announce that. Right.
You don't need to.
I didn't ask.
Right. You're like, what? There's like 3 games left. He's still our starter. Are you going to go back to PJ Walker? What do you do? Oh, anyway. So, yeah. By the way, I can't wait for pushback from Carolina fans, Bloom. Mm-hmm. And listen, Lamar may go anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere. But Lassie is telling you Lamar Jackson is probably going to end up in the NFC South.
Over there.
Yeah. So it just reminds me of when I said Christian McCaffrey was going to be their first round pick. And it was like, how is this possible?
Top 10. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we'll see. We'll see. You never know. It's early. But as we're gathering clues, Bloom, it's interesting the things that you hear. So Carolina side for now. Sam Darnold for now. Not that exciting for now.
No. You're not going to play. Detroit's run defense is good, y'all. So you're not playing Foreman or Hubbard. Maybe you'll play DJ Moore, had that terrific touchdown catch last week. And you would think that, and this is tough because Carolina may, well, even they're down three touchdowns, may not abandon the run, although Detroit's run defense may encourage them to do that. So DJ Moore, again, tough, you know, you weighing DJ Moore, who has to deal with catching passes from Sam Darnold in this offense, versus some of these wide receivers who are better, but playing in bad weather. But certainly I'm playing DJ Moore over, you know, your Cleveland receivers and so on. And maybe at this time of year, it is best. See, I'm not sure how we can spin the Marcy Rossman rule into not necessarily dance with who brung you, but dance with who's a good dancer, right? Dance with someone who knows how to dance.
In my high school 2 years
ago. You did?
Yeah. It was the 2 years after Marcy, though.
What was your,
I started dancing instead of
what was your signature? What was your signature? What
did you... I've told this on the air, and this is a podcast, so it's a little bit different. The rules are different. There are rules for policemen. I just take my clothes off. I just strip. So, like, that was the key. Everyone, you know, so there you go. Is that weird?
Yeah.
It's
no.
Only weird if you make it weird.
No. Hey, you got it. Whatever the crowd wants, you know, you got to please them. And yeah, maybe DJ Moore, because he's really good at football. So whatever chances he get, even though they might not be optimal chances and as many chances, you have a better chance for him to come through. And hey, the Panthers still have a chance to make the playoffs, so they can pull this upset. Yes, it would be an upset. Upset the Bucks. Now we're talking. They have to confirm that Sam Darnold's going to start a playoff game.
Oh, boy. Here we go. All right, Sigmund. No pressure, but it is almost time. And well, I guess it is now time, because I haven't even mentioned it. Sleeper. I haven't mentioned it.
Yeah, it's time for sleeping in. It's cold. You get your house girl cold. You get under that blanket.
Yeah. Oh, that's some good sleeping weather right there. Not when it's minus 16. But anyway, it's time for Sleeper of the Week.
It's time for the Sleeper of the Week, powered by Sleeper.
No pressure, but Chigi Okonkwo is my sleeper of the week. Start him, love him, know him. Even if Malik Willis is in there, still okay. Chigi Okonkwo. Sleeper of the week. Bloom, you're looking over these early games.
Yeah.
You got any what the heck flexes? Also right. Known as sleeper of the week.
Sleeper of the week. Taysom Hill. I'm going to go back to Taysom Hill again. I mean, I think this is absolutely like a Taysom Hill week, a Taysom Hill setting. Other potential sleepers here as I'm looking down these games. Chris Moore again. And again, anytime someone's in a non-weather game, a game where we're not going to be greatly affected by the weather, again, a Slayton, Hodgins, James, these are your what the heck flex sleeper of the week from the first half of the slate. We'll be back tomorrow for the second half. A very special audible. They're all special because you all are.
They're all special, and we got people on Twitch. You can tell it's fantasy playoff time because the chat room, besides Jimmy being dirty and Grandmama, Grandmama shut him down.
You're all on the naughty list, the whole chat room.
You're all naughty list, all of you. Yeah, and I haven't even caught up to the chat. Like, I try to put your comments up and stuff. It's
right,
like,
gone.
So we got a bunch of questions on Twitch, right?
All I know is everyone's talking about Scissorp and Purple Drank now.
What?
Let's make exactly.
DeMarcus Russell ain't in the league.
That's who was mentioned.
Okay.
It's like like saying Beetlejuice. You say DeMarcus right. Russell, and it just conjures into
and
your
he's
class.
Like right there. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, that's a wrap for today's program. I got to go to the Broncos. I got to bundle up. Mm-hmm. So everyone out there, be warm. Do all those YouTube things, please. Like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell so that you never miss a vid. I know it's annoying, but it really helps out the channel, and we appreciate you. So until next time, which is tomorrow, be safe, be kind, know that you are appreciated. Take advantage of this winter solstice, the time of rebirth, two paths, a path of love, a path of fear. You know which one to take, baby. He's Sigmund, I'm Cecil, we are the Audible. Stay tuned and stay frosty. Look at you, old pro.
Take it. Take it and run with it.
Take it. Take it. Take that. Take that. All right. 3, 2, 1.